learning Masech the Saita, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. We are starting three lines from the top of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Omer Rav Bar Rav Huna, Kivan Sheniftach Sefer Torah, once a Sefer Torah is opened, also L'Saper, it's also to talk, Afilu Udvar Locha, even in learning. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, this is talking about by Ezra, V'Yiftach Ezra HaSefer La'ini Kol Ha'om, Ki Me'al Kol Ha'om HaZeh, Ki Me'al Kol Ha'om HaZeh, Uke Pischa Yom Du Kol Ha'om. Says Kupischa Amdu Kalam. What does Amdu mean? Vein Amida El Shtika. Amida means to be quiet. Shenema says in the pasuk, Vahichalti ki lo yedaberu ki Amdu la anu oid. So you see, Loshen Amida means Loshen Shtika. And the Marv is another pasuk. Rav Zera Omer Rav Chista Mahacha Vaozne Kolam El Sefer Torah. You see, that's in that parasha of Nehemiah. It says that Vaozne Kolam El Sefer Torah. See, they were quiet. So you see from there, when the Sefer Torah opens up, you're not allowed to talk even Dvar Halacha. Now, what does it mean when the Sefer Torah is opened up? So the Rashi learns from Pischoi Ukesha Hischel, which means when you start leaning. That's what it says over here, because Hischel means when you start leaning. Now, when you open the Sefer Torah, well, it means when you start leaning. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch sounds like in Kuf Mem Vav Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch, when he brings down this Halacha Lamaisa, that you're not allowed to talk even Dvar Halacha once the Sefer Torah opens up. I read the Lashon in Shulchan Aruch, and so Kuf Mem Vav Sif Beis says, "Kivin shehiskla kairi likrois of Sefer Torah, also sap afilu b'divrei Torah, afilu ben gavra legavra, v'afilu hishlim hua parasha." But yes, matirim likrois b'lachash v'yasherim. So it's gone to clear that once they start laning, you're not allowed to talk. Even ben gavra legavra, you're not allowed to talk, but not when the Sefer Torah. And not just when they bring out Sefer Torah, but after they start laning, once you start laning, it's also to talk Medina de Gemara. It's also to talk already, even Medvar Halacha. What? Bidvar Halacha? What does it mean?
Do we see from here?
I guess it says Omdu. Omdu means Shtika. Shtika Legamri. They probably knew how to talk and learning the Omdu by Ezra. And it says Omdu, they were completely quiet. So therefore, you see, you have to be quiet. I hear a question, but that you see from the quiet, from being the Omdu, you have to be quiet completely. Bom Rabbi Shuma Levi, call Koyin Shleim, back to Brichas Kanim a little bit. Bom Rabbi Shuma Levi, call Koyin Shleim, not al Yodov, lo Yisez Kapov. Any Koyin that didn't wash his hands first, Shinat Duchen, Shinemar, Su'u Yedechem, Koydesh, Uvarchu Es Hashem. And Koydesh means to Mekadesh your hands. So first Mekadesh your hands, then Uvarchu Es Hashem, then you do the Bracha of Brichas Kanim. So you see, you're supposed to wash your hands first. Shaul Tamidas Rabbi Lezer Ben Shemua, Bema Rachta Yom. How were you Mayrach Yom? We'll see. One of the things have to do with Berachas Kanim. That's why we brought this down. That with which chus will you have bigger Berachas Yom? Om lehem, Yom lehem. This is the basic Knesset Kapandira. First of all, I never used the basic Knesset as a shortcut. I never, let's say I have to get around somewhere, I don't walk through the shul in order to get to the other side. V'loi pesati al Rosh Yom Kodesh. Another thing I didn't do was that if I was coming late into the Beis Medrash, they used to sit on the floor, so you have to like walk over. He was the Rosh Shiva, so he comes late. It looks like he's walking on top of the Talmidim. And that's not covered. It's not so covered for the Talmidim. And Batsim, he deserves it because he's Rosh Shiva. But Lamaisa, it's not such a big covered. Therefore, that was a special schos. They never did that. He always made sure he was either there first or Yashlam Chutz. He sat on the outside. It means even though he was the Rosh HaTamidim, he sat in his place all in the front. I guess it was not the Rosh Shiva. He was saying he sat in the front. But still, he did not come in late and walk over the Talmidim. Either he came in first, like Rashi says, or Yesh Lo Mechutz, he sat outside. And the third thing he did was, when he was a Kohen, when he saw the Kapai B'loi Bracha, I did not duchen without a Bracha. My Mevarach, what's the Bracha that he used to make? Om Rav Zeh, Om Rav Chisto, Asher Kedishonu B'Kdushosu Shel Aaron, V'Tzivonu Levarach Es Amo Yisrael B'Ahava. That's the Bracha, and that's the Bracha that they kind of make these days with Birchas Kanim. Ki Oka Kari my Omar. When the Kohen picks up his feet to go towards the Duchan, but avoid, like we learned on yesterday's daf, that Bashasta Ritzei, he's supposed to walk towards the Duchan. So when you get to the Aron HaKodesh, what do you say? So my Amma, so you say this tefillah, Yiratzu M'fanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shetei Bracha Zu, Shetzivisanu Levarech, Esam Kesorol, Loiba Mechshol V'Avoin. That's what you say, this bracha. And the Kanam, these days, you don't realize it, but the Kanam say this Yiratzu when they go up for the Duchan. After they bench Klal Yisrael, they make another bracha. When they turn the face back around, because they're facing the tzibur, b'shas, the bracha, when they turn back around towards the Aron HaKodesh, after Birchas Kanim Ayomar, Adar Rav Chisto Rav Ukva, Rav Chisto walked to Rav Ukva and he told him, this is what you say, v'darash, Rabbi Yisrael, Masinu Mashi Gezarat Aleinu. We did what you told us to do. That's the Kanim say. Asei Imanu Ma Shiftachtanu. You do what you maftiach us, that which means be maskim to our bracha, and you say Ashkifa Moin Kodjucha Min Hashemayim. You say this pasuk. Omer Rav Chista, Eina Koyahanim Rishoyim Lokuf Kishri Etzbis Hashem. The Kohanim Shas with Neduchin, they spread out their fingers. They should not fold up their fists. Ach Yachshu Pneim Tzibur. Until they turn around their face from the Tzibur. Omer Rav Zera Rav Chista, Eina Koyrei Rishoyim Likreis Koyahanim Ach Yichlam Meim Pi Tzibur. That you have to wait. He said, you finished the bracha of Haidah, and you should not start koyanim until the main of the tzibur is finished, and then start koyanim. Ve'ina koyanim reshayim lahaskel bracha at yichla diba priya gaira, and you should not, the koyanim should not start the bracha until the koyre, which is the makri, which is the chazan, finishes saying koyanim. Ve'ina tzibur reshayim la'anis amein at yichla bracha priya koyanim. And the tzibur should not say amen until the bracha yivish v'recha is finished priyak hanim, which this already the farshim speak out is really in the gave of every bracha. You're supposed to wait till you finish the bracha and say amen. But here we want to bring in all these halachas. We're bringing all the halachas that apply here also. Ve'na kaharim v'shoim lahasil bracha acharis yichla amen priyat tzibur. Don't start the next bracha until you finish amen priyat tzibur. And the truth is that b'zman hazeh, the Kohanim don't go straight with the Yevarecha. They follow the Chazan. The Chazan is Makri, and they say after the Chazan. So really, this halacha, when a Kohanim showing the Haskel of Bracha Acharis, Yuchlam Ein Piyatzibur, is going on the Chazan. The Chazan should not go further in the Yevarecha until, let's say, Yevarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. After Yishmerecha, she's not start Yar Hashem Paravalecha until the Amen is finished on the Yishmerecha. V'omrav Zeir Omrav Chisto. Eina kahanim rishon lahachzeh paneim in atzibur. The kahanim should not turn around ad sheyaschil shliach tzibur b'sim shalom, until the shliach tzibur starts sim shalom. Now, in the Rashi's mavoyer, that does not mean you have to actually start sim shalom. It just means when you royu to start sim shalom, which means when the kahanim finish their bracha and the klal says, the kahal says amen, then you could turn around. You don't have to actually start Shem Shalom. The lashon of the Marshal is like this. Lav dafka, when you start Shem Shalom, a kolay marsha royu lahaskil Shem Shalom yad acha amein, chemuch pir rash. Rashi also more like that. Rashi says also lashon, kush kol amein, acha pi atzibur, hem achzirim paneim, v'kaifin kishreim, hem roitzim. Shliachzim maskil Shem Shalom. First Rashi, you don't have to start Shem Shalom, we want them to turn around. Once the amen stops from the call, they can turn around. And they should not leave the duchan until the shliach tzibur finishes sim shalom. And the minhag today is that they wait till after kaddish. But because what's the reason? Mishmaru says the reason is because he says hayoyim. The minhag is say shkoyach to the kahanim. And if they leave right after Sim Shalom, middle of Kaddish, everyone says Shkoyach middle of Kaddish, they're going to miss Amen Yesh Rabbah. They said Mishbruah. Therefore, Mishbruah says the minig is to wait till after Kaddish because it says, the minig is to say Yashar. That's what he says. Yashar Koyach. That's the minig. And therefore, so you see already, it's the ultimate minig to say Shkoyach to the Kaddish. We should wait till after Kaddish. Now, Rashi over here, after we finish all the Velachas versus Kaddish, Rashi gives now all the Seder Sias Kapayim. Rashi's different maskul akar agleim. Rashi says, Yeshlomo in Mekan, Seder Sias Kapayim kachu. He says, first of all, oikir raglav avoida, by avoida the koyim, walks towards the teva. And he davens mispal, yirotze brachos, that is yirotze. And then he finishes the same time as the amen of Haidah, Mpiyat Zibra. That's when he finishes that tefillah. So he says that basically after Moedim de Rabbanon, that's when the Kohen says this Yehiratzon. Then the Shliach Zibra calls Kohanim. If there's two Kohanim, if there's only one Kohen, you don't say Kohanim. And you don't say Kohanim. Then they turn around. They turn around when he says Kohanim. And then you break the bracha. And you make the bracha asher kishon b'kedusha Aaron, and I think the minig is the ma'isa that they turn. Don't say this in Rashi, but they turn around the middle of the bracha at the end of the bracha, and ushakala main achra and piat zibur. It says when they finish the achra and after the brachas kahanim, so then after that main they turn around towards the teva, and the shliach zibur starts sim shalom, and the kahanim amaspal is rabbanu shleilim. And the marichim on that tefillah after tichla bracha b'shliach tzibur until the end of Sim Shalom, and then after Sim Shalom they can leave, like Rashi says, like we said over Mishmaru, you wait till after Kaddish.